Daat Chof Zayin, our final daat in Chagiga. Okay, so we're up to the two daats which are mistakenly here, clearly a mistake. Kolak Elim Shemigdash Yeshlem Shneim, that is a mistake, and it should actually say now that it should be the next piece in the Mishnah, which is Kolak Elim Shemigdash Tu'unim Tfila Chutz B'Mizbeach HaZahav V'Mizbeach HaNechoshet. Mipnei shein kekarka, even Reb Eliezer. Chachamim omrim mipnei shein mitzupim. Says the Gemara, Mizbeach HaNechoshet, where do we see that despite the fact that it's made out of Nechoshet, it has a din of karka? Because it says, Mizbeach Adama Ta'aseli. So it's obviously calling that Mizbeach karka. And how about the Mizbeach HaZahav over there? It doesn't say karka. True. But it does say that Mishmartam should be the Ora and Shulcha Menorah u'Mizbechot. The Mizbechot means that they're all included in one set for the Mishmeret. Of course, that means the sensitivity to Tuma, which is part of the Mishmeret, is equivalent. And that tells us, Itkush Mizbechot Zelazeh. There's a comparison now of the Mizbechot. If one of them is called Mizbech Adama, then they're all called Mizbechot of Adama, and therefore they are not going to be Mekabel Tuma. Continues the Mishnah to say that the Chachomim hold that it's Mipnei She'im Mitzupim. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? If anything, that's the opposite. Adarabba. Kivan de Mitzupim Ninu Mitamu. If you're going according to their covering, which is metallic, either Nechoshet or Zahav, as the case may be, then they would be Mekabel Tuma. So what do you mean? The Chachomim are saying, no, not because they're ground, but because they're covered. So then that's a reason to be Metame, not a reason not to be Metame. Indeed. Ema v'Chachomim Metamin Mipnei She'im Mitzupim. Chachomim actually argue on Reb Eliezer, and they say, even the Mizbech HaNechoshet, and which is called Adama, and the Mizbech HaZahav, which is Iskush, nonetheless, that's only in terms of the Mizbeach itself. But the Tzipui is Mekabel Tuma. Or it could be that this is a response to Reb Eliezer, not that they're arguing, but that they're saying that his whole limud is unnecessary. V'boi tema, Rabbanan lo Reb Eliezer kami. Reb Eliezer says, Mipnei she'in kekarka. Say the Chachamim to Reb Eliezer, why do you need to come on to that? Mipnei she'in kekarka. My daitcha. Why are you saying that if not for that, I would have said they're tummy? Because essentially they shouldn't be tummy, since as we've already established, they're not meant to be moved, and they're made out of eights, and a kli eights that is also lenachat, is not makabel tuma. So what do you have to tell me they're like karka? Ah! Is it because mipnei she'im mitzupim? Poor reasoning. Mifto bato tzipuyin gabayo. A reason, mipnei she'im mitzupim, is not enough of a reason to require a hekesh to karka. Because, as we saw earlier, the tzipuy would be bato to something that is choshev. And in this case, the mizbeach is choshev. Omer Be'avu, Omer Be'lozer. Speaking of the mizbeach azov and the fire on the mizbeach azov, you should know that Talmidei Chachamim, we had a case over here, of a certain Talmud Chacham, who they brought into Gehenna, then they had to get him out of Gehenna. But actually, Talmud Chacham, in Ur Shel Gehenam Sheletet Behem. There's no way that the fires of Gehenna can burn a Talmud Chacham anyway. It's actually, Acher was pretty safe. Why is this? Look, it's a Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer. What do you mean? The less it burns, the more smoke there is. The simen is a wet wood. So, Kavachomer means salamandra. You take a look at a salamander. Now, the mythical salamander was the one thing you could... It only came out of fires, and you let it burn for 7 years, and out comes the salamander. And then you take this thing, and you put its blood on you, and then you become immune to fire. So walk to the fire. So, if a salamander, which is only a tolda of H, look, I mean, it only grows from fire, right? And nonetheless, asach midamayim or shaletet bo. All you need is put a little blood on you, and you're safe from the fire. A Talmud Chacham is made out of fire. They put the salamander to shame. Shekol gufan esh. So halachas kama v'kama. What do you say? A little bit of Gehinnom is going to affect the Talmud Chacham. That's his fire is bigger than the fire of Gehinnom itself. Amarei Shlakish in Ursha Gehinnom shaletet b'poshei Yisrael. Get rid of Talmud Chacham. Actually, anybody who's bichlal Yisrael, no matter if he's a Peshia, the Yesh of Gehinnom can't burn him up. I mean, it may hurt a little, but it certainly can't burn him. It's a Kal v'chomer from the Mizbeach HaZahav. The Mizbeach HaZahav had a tiny bit of protection from fire. It was basically wood. And it had a thin layer, you know. Ovi Dinner Zav, we think. It may be thick enough to stand, but it's certainly not thick enough to withstand the fires that are on it year after year. So, and nonetheless, all has an Ovi Dinner Zav. Kama Shanim, it's going year after year. Eino Ur Shaletet Bo. The fires of the Ketoret, which reach very high temperatures, don't make any difference to it. Poshei Yisrael have a lot more mitzvahs than an Ovid Dinner Zav. I mean, they may be rotten, but they're not rotten in the core. So the Malayim mitzvot kerimon. They're full of mitzvahs. Dichtiv kepelach harimon rakatech. Why is Shlomo HaMelech comparing now the forehead? What is the forehead? Rakatech kepelach harimon. Rakatech is a lotion of rekanut. So altika rakatech elo rekanim shebach. So the lover tells Yisrael, even the most empty of you are like a slice of pomegranate, which is full of seeds. So even Poshei Yisrael are full of the rimon, little pieces of juicy seeds. So Rekanim Shabach, or Malay Mitzvah Shukim Rimon, Alachat Kama V'Kama, that the Or Shel Gehinnom, if they can't even touch the silly Ovi dinners of on the Mizbeach, which is coming for the Kapora on Poshei Yisrael, Halakas Kalakama cannot touch the Poshei Yisrael themselves. So there is some hope, Rich. he's always consigning himself to hellfire. Hadron Allah Chaymer B'Kedesh V'Slikala Mesechet Chagikah. That was a good one. Adon Allah Mesechet Chagigav Adon Allah Daiton Allah Mesechet Chagigav Daiton Allah Lo Bidna Shemirach Mesechet Chagigav Lo Tidna Sheminat Lo Ba'am Adem Lo Ba'am Adate Adon Allah Mesechet Chagigav Adon Allah Adon Allah Daiton Allah Mesechet Chagigav Daiton Allah Lo Tidna Sheminach Mesechet Chagigav Lo Tidna Sheminat Lo Ba'am Adem Lo Ba'am Adate Adon Allah Mesechet Chagigav Adon Allah Daiton Allah Mesechet Chagigav Daiton Allah Lo nidu sheminach besechet chagigah ve lo nidu sheminan lo ba'ama adein ve lo ba'ama de'ate yiratzom lefanech adinei eloheinu ve layavoteinu shetehei toratecha umunateinu ba'olam hazeh ute'imanu la'olam haba chanino bar papa, rami bar papa, nachma papa, achoy bar papa, bamori bar papa, rafram bar papa, rochish bar papa, surcha bar papa, ada bar papa, daro bar papa הרב נועד הנה אלוהינו סתברי תורה שכה בפינות ויש עמך בייס ישראל וניחו לנו אנחנו וצאצאינו וצאצא עמך בייס ישראל כולנו יודעי שמך ולומדי תורה שכה מאויבי תחכמני מצווה שכה כי לעולם יליעי מביטמי בחוקך למען לא יבוש לעולם לא ישכח פיקודך כי בום חיסני ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקך מודים אנחנו לפניך לא אלוהינו ולא יבשנו ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות שאנו משכימים והם משכימים אנו משכימים לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדברים בתלים אנו עמלים והם עמלים אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר אנו רצים והם רצים אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא והם רצים לבאר שחס שירים הבאת אלוהים תורידים לבאר שחס אנשי דומים ומירמה לא יחצו ימיהם ואני אבטח בו ירצים לפניך אדוני אלוהינו כשאם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת חגיגה כן תעזרנו להתחיל בסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד ללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה. וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו, שלא תימוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד העולם. ותתקיים בנו, מתעלך, תנחה אותך, תשוב בך, תשמור עליך, והקיצוץ הייתי שיחך, כי בימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה. בשמאלה אושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו והשלום.
Seven times, a thousand 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 times, a